Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No Gator today. Stoney is in. Hello, Michael Stone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Went to the Piston game last night.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, enjoyed myself.
Got to see a preseason game.
It's what it felt like. Yeah. And yet it was, in many ways, Michael,
yes,
inspirational.
As the late but great comedian Richard Lewis would say, it was zany and delightful.
Is that what he would say?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I concur. It was both zany and delightful. Mm-hmm. Anything exciting with you last night?
Exciting. I watched the Pistons game on TV, and I watched the Eddie Murphy documentary that dropped yesterday on Netflix, which I enjoyed immensely.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we will touch on that a little bit later on.
Okay.
I got through another episode of Cocaine Cowboy. Actually, I didn't make it all the way to the end, which is on Prime, which is a story of Owen Hansen, the...
Oh, right. You told me about that.
The USC football player who got himself wrapped up in a cartel. And I'm not sure. I was near the end of episode 3, and that might be it for the whole thing. But things can spiral out of control in life, Mike.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Thankfully. I think one of life's goals is to stay away from cartels.
Yes, I've managed that. You know, I've done some
done
weird
that?
Things. I've stayed away from cartels.
That's good.
The product that cartels sometimes supply, I didn't abstain from that my whole life. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. You've said a lot worse on the air than we'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
I can
know.
Tell you that. Look, yesterday near the end of the show, I guess it was right as our show was ending, the news came out regarding Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because I've covered up close and personal, was around the rollover back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was covering Michigan at that time, yeah. And obviously the latest saga with Michigan football. And I've come to realize a few things about these types of stories. One is there's a lot of BS out there. Mm-hmm. Two is there's a lot of nuance. And there's a lot of subtleties that play themselves out that the public doesn't always know about.
Well, you know, it's weird with the Maurice Taylor one. I mean, the fact that you didn't have to deal with social media while covering that, it was definitely...
Well, there wasn't
too.
Twitter with all kinds of
right.
theories being thrown out there and then being repeated as fact or thought of as fact. But it's, you know, I mean, there's also good that can come out of that. What about this? What about that? Well, things need to be vetted. The one thing that I have learned and fully believe and have always believed is that if the NCAA comes calling for anything, it is in the best interest of the program to get through it as quickly as possible. And the reason I believe that is because Michigan at the end of that was the Ed Martin rollover thing.
Correct.
I think the resulting punishment was a one year NCAA tournament ban. That dark cloud, because of the way that story played out, hung over that program almost a decade.
Plus they had to take the banners down and
yes.
all that stuff.
But it hung over the program for a decade. They didn't get to the far end of that for 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And So when something moves in an expedited fashion, I think that that does the program a lot of good. As far as what the results were, if you ask me, this is about a major step towards the end of the Null Tucker saga.
Oh, and much. And he'll still probably try to fight it.
Of course he will.
Because, but look, Michigan State, and what I hate about this stuff is it always comes into, well, they got punished worse than I did and all that kind of stuff, which I think I understand some of it now because I have a lot of fans on both sides. As a Michigan football fan, I look at it as from the Mel Tucker thing is, you know what? They didn't fight it because what the hell? We kind of want this because now we have just cause, in our opinion. Now, I don't know what the statute of limitations would be on because this stuff, while it occurred under him, he didn't get fired because of it. He got fired because of the Brenda Tracy stuff, we believe.
If this helps them in any way, yes, get out from under this.
It's worth it.
It's totally worth it. Hold on. Let me. You're right. I will say that it is getting to the end of a saga that if it helps them if it hurts Tucker's case against Michigan State, it helps Michigan State football.
Right.
A lot.
The kids, they don't want to lose the wins that they fought hard for on that field, but they were not good seasons. So in the grand scheme of things, who cares? The problem is, from the Michigan State fan perspective, is it's once again, what did we do? It was like $10,000 over like with three players for, you know, yes, we broke the rules, but it was such a piddly amount of money and all that. And yet in Ann Arbor, you have, you know, the sign stealing saga, which from what the NCAA said was basically level one, this, but because of a codicil, we can't take away wins because it's not under the rules of all that stuff.
Didn't fall under that umbrella.
And it also looks like, you know what? Michigan did the right thing because Harbaugh and Stallions never cooperated with the NCAA. So they had where they thought they had them dead to right. They had them, but they didn't have
they couldn't prove the
complete proof.
Well,
so I'm trying to say, being like a Michigan State fan's head here, and you're saying, what the hell? You know, now we've always thought that Michigan gets...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Treated, as speaking as a Michigan State person right now, Michigan always gets treated better than we do. If we did this, it would be worse, and they get away with it. And to this, and I think Dan Wetzel wrote about it in ESPN, talking about how it's comical comparing the two, that Michigan State got pretty much screwed technically, and Michigan gets away with just a $300 million fine, which to the average fan doesn't mean squat. It means a lot to the school, right?
Well, it means a lot to, it can mean a lot to NIL, and I believe it was more money than that. And in watching the way the NCAA is operating now, money is players, and they are handing out major fines to, that is their new big card to play, because that means players.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of money that you're not getting from players. Michigan State is close to putting that saga behind them. But they're two separate. Like, you're bringing up one topic, I'm bringing up another.
Right.
But I don't tell people how to feel. You can feel however you want to feel. The way I see it, when the NCAA comes in and the case is closed and you can move on, and not only move on from this, but move on from perhaps that. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not telling people how to feel, but I'd be like, that's not a bad outcome here, because if Mel Tucker got that money, that is crippling from a standpoint of what a department can do if they want to change a coach, if they want to hire another coach, NIL money that they would commit towards players, any facilities they want to upgrade. I mean, it would be crippling. But
if you're going to make the comparison, here's my analogy. You might like it, you might not like it. To me, if you believe that Michigan gets favoritism, which I can see there's enough evidence where you could feel that way. To me, it's like Michigan is the bigger brand, obviously. It's the bigger fan base than Michigan State. We can all agree to that, no matter which side you're on. In professional sports, in college sports, but mostly professional sports, who gets usually the benefit of the doubt from the officials? The superstars, the big names. That's what it is. Michigan gets the superstar call where Michigan State doesn't. And it might be a weird analogy, but that's the way I look at
that's
it now.
That's the way you see it.
And I understand to a certain extent why Michigan State fans get so pissed off. However, I will say this. I know it's hard to say, because I'm not one of them. Get over it. I've moved here in 1986, and right from the get-go, it was apparent to me that Michigan had this unbelievable arrogance that our poop doesn't stink, and Michigan State has this unbelievable inferiority complex where they just, oh my God, they treat us like, you know, second citizens, low-class people. I remember even sending TV crews on Mondays to Ann Arbor when I worked at Channel 4 for Bo's press conference, and Michigan State people would go, well, how come you're not in East Lansing? I don't know. It's a little further, so we have one crew. We're going to go where it's closer. And they just never see it. It's that inferiority that a lot of them have. Not all of them, obviously. But, yeah, I think Michigan gets some preferential treatment, but I think some of it's earned because of the brand.
All right,
two superstars.
Open lines 248-539-9797. What do we have today? Well, we've got the NFL Blitz thingy coming up today at 10:30. We got a Pistons. I don't know how to describe what we saw last night at LCA. I had a chance to go to the game, sit in the stands, had a blast, but there are some conclusions that we are drawing coming out of that. We'll start getting into the Lions and Eagles, what's going to happen on the field. Scott Boras weirding out. I got some thoughts on that. We will get to all of it today. You're on Carson Anderson with Stoney in for Scott 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.